The National Australia Bank says it's made significant progress overnight to fix a computer glitch that's affected thousands of its customers. The problems began last Wednesday when a corrupt file hit the bank's data processing system, affecting payroll deposits, direct debits and transactions. NAB spokesman George Wright says for most customers, the problems have been resolved now. Lindy Kerrin reports.
The gremlin struck the NAB on Wednesday night and crippled the system. It stopped wages and Centrelink benefits, froze settlements and property deals, and shut off ATM and FPOS transactions. Customers were forced to line up at banks opened on the weekend to try and access their money. Today, NAB spokesman George Wright says the bank is closer to fixing the problem.
We're now in a situation where for the vast majority of customers who have been affected by this, the payments that were delayed have been made and their accounts will be up to date and accurate and operating as normal.
But that's not the case for about 19,000 customers whose accounts have been affected by duplicate transactions. George Wright says the bank will carry out a thorough review and he says NAB customers who've been charged fees because of the glitch will be covered.
We don't want people to be out of pocket as a result of these delays. We will put in a process to identify any instance where a NAB customer may have been charged inadvertently by NAB, and we will fix that automatically over the coming days and weeks. Customers who have been charged a fee by another institution as a result of these delays should contact us. We'll work with them to right that situation.
There has been talk already about a possible class action and claims for compensation. Are you expecting to see claims?
Look, we're just focused on getting the people's accounts back up to date. And as I said, where people have incurred a financial loss as a result of these delays, we will either proactively rectify it or we would encourage them to contact us and we'll endeavour to put that right.
George Wright says the computer meltdown was a rare event and people should not lose confidence in the banking system.
Which has obviously been a very significant inconvenience and in some cases distressing situation for a lot of people. We're not shying away from that at all. All I would say is that we have not had an incident of this nature before. We do not anticipate having one again.
The consumer organisation Choice says it's not just NAB customers who've been affected, with other major banks, including the Commonwealth and Westpac, caught up in the problem. Spokesman Christopher Zinn says it's a monumental error that's reached millions of people.
There are all sorts of knock-on effects to other people in other banks. Who really knows? All we know is that the word glitch is completely inappropriate in this terms. It's a major cock-up. This is not some sort of small random mistake that happened in terms of some software. It's something structural which needs to be addressed so that this doesn't happen again.
And he says it's highly likely a class action will be launched.
Well, look, we get class actions over all sorts of matters, and given the scale of this and the cost to individuals, perhaps it wouldn't be surprising that there might well be litigators even early this morning going through reports, even trying to trawl in those who might join an action. The inconvenience, the cost has been massive, and that's not even including the brand damage to the NAB.
Choice is calling for a thorough investigation into the entire payment system used by all banks.
Linda Kerrin reporting.